how does it actually affect you?
Slight tremor, little bit of variation in voice volume, some posture problems, balance problems, sleep difficulties. You mentioned earlier constipation, and that can be an effect as well. Very, very vivid dreams, actually living your dreams, or almost, which can be a bit disturbing. And generally just a feeling of almost being out of control at times. The tremor is the worst thing. Most of it can be controlled by medication. They've done marvellous work and still continue to do marvellous work on the research into the causes and the cures. And medication does help control it and give you as good a quality of life as possible.
When were you diagnosed with Parkinson's?
September 2007.
And how old are you, Roddy?
I'm 55.
That's quite young, isn't it?
It is. My first mistake when I was diagnosed was thinking, gosh, well, hey, can't be me. This is for elderly people. But one in 20 is under 40 when they're diagnosed. And it's a frightening number. I think when I say it's a frightening number, I think because the awareness and the profile of Parkinson's is being raised, particularly during, for example, this week in Parkinson's Awareness Week, a lot more people are starting to face up to it. I thought at first it was just a natural sign of aging, or maybe just a sort of rather more frantic lifestyle than I should have led, which caused me to feel a bit tremulous and getting cramps and stuff. But it wasn't the case. It was actually Parkinson's.
It hasn't stopped you, though, has it?
No, absolutely not. My whole sort of raison d'etre, if you like, is now to do as much as I can to raise the profile and also to raise the awareness of what Parkinson's is. And more importantly, and I don't know, Simon, I mean, I've spoken about this at Lawn for some time, but more importantly, that it need not stop you doing things and continuing to be active. You just work within your limitations.
Tell Simon what you've done.
I've trekked in the Sahara for 110 kilometres. I've trekked in Nepal up to 3,400 metres. I've organised various local fundraising events. I'm about to set off in May on the coast-to-coast walk in the UK, which is some 200 miles, all to raise funds for research into the condition.
It's very moving, actually, that story. I had a friend of mine who was losing his sight, and he was quite young, and this started about 10 years ago. He knew he's got a very successful job, and he knew that within the next 10 or 15 years it would get worse and worse, and he went everywhere he could in the world so he could see with his own eyes before it went. What's the prognosis for you? I mean, presumably, I mean, Parkinson's does not stay steady.
No.
Things change.
No.
What is likely to develop?
Likely to develop, gosh, Parkinson's is it's a unique disease, and there's no two cases that are the same, which is why, of course, it's so difficult to treat it. If it was a common cold, you'd give somebody aspirin or something, and that would be it. The prognosis for me is, beg your pardon, probably a gradual decline in movement, more rigidity, less balance control, maybe more problems in terms of the constipation, generally a deterioration in confidence and feeling confident, I think. The prognosis, no one can tell how long it's going to take, which is one of the reasons why I'm doing as much as I can. I mean, the words carpe diem really do come into focus.
Seize the day, indeed.
I mean, seize the day.
For those people who are trying to work out how this appears, is it entirely hereditary or not hereditary at all?
No, there's no, to my knowledge, there's no evidence to suggest that it is hereditary. I had a cousin, I think, three or four times removed on somebody's side. I'm hopeless at these things, to work out family trees, who I know had Parkinson's. And that's what first gave me the idea of maybe I have Parkinson's with all my tremors and my disturbed sleep patterns, because I knew that she had this many years ago.
And in terms of medication and to kind of make your system as stable as you can, what kind of medical pills and potions are you on?
Well, I'm on something called, I love the idea of potions. That sounds really quite fun, actually. can a gin and tonic include?
Well, listen, as long as it's medicinal, you're okay.
I'm actually on pills called Requip, and this is a sort of deviant of the Ropinirol, which basically is a pill which I take once every 24 hours, and it's a slow-release pill, and it releases a chemical into the system to help artificially create the dopamine, which assists in the smooth muscle movements. And that's for me, is perfect. It's a reasonably low dosage at the moment, but then we like to have the option of increasing the dosage when necessary. But some time ago, Parkinson's ran a very effective campaign called In Time, and it's all about taking the medicine in time on a regular basis. So you give yourself the best possible chance, and you give the medication the best possible chance of working for you.
And with regards to your motto of seize the day, in your case, actually, it's seize the week, because it is Parkinson's Awareness Week. So what's planned locally that you're involved in?
Well, we're organising out of my own branch, which is Stevenage in North Hertfordshire. We're organising a quiz night, which has been very well attended. We're also organising some